Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. KA Sports, they're just increasing their price. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Because they've got 1.2 million very happy customers, but and it costs a lot of money to buy sports rights. But I think it's just important people know that if you were paying $25 a month 1 year ago, that went up to $27.50 in April last year, and now, as of February, it's gone up to $30. So, look, it's not cheap, and it's a big price rise on a percentage basis, but I'm confident most KO users will be like, I don't care, I'm going to pay whatever I need to for the rugby league, the Formula One, whatever it is that you're a fan of. But for people that are worried about the price, I will say this, there is a $25 plan still. It just has a restriction that you can only watch it on one screen.
Right.
So if you are alone and you just watch it on your phone or your TV, perfectly fine. But if you're ever with someone else and they watch it on their phone and you watch it on yours, or you've got it on the lounge room on one TV and in the dining room on another TV, you're watching a different sport, that's when you need this higher plan, which has now gone to $30. So there's options, but word of warning, that credit card bill will get a slightly bigger hit this month.
Ah, just what we want to hear, the fact that, you know, everyone's trying to make a dollar or two and save a dollar or two, and then all of a sudden things go up, but yet the wages don't seem to go up.
It's the way of the world.
That is. Back to school smartphones. Obviously, the kids here in Queensland have been back to school for a couple of weeks now, but I know in other states they've gone back this week. But three great affordable options. I've got one. Don't take one to school, but there are some great options out there. I say that because my son always takes his phone. I reckon he spends more time on his phone than what he does in his schoolwork.
And I actually think that's why I'm still saying this is a back-to-school conversation, even though school's been back for a few weeks. It doesn't matter because parents are probably finding out that they wouldn't mind the peace of mind of knowing their kids are, where they are, and, you know, keep an eye on them location-wise, hear from them on a text message when they get there, but also start that conversation around how to appropriately use your phone when you're at school. So a couple of options. The Opal Kids smartphone from Officeworks, $197, has no camera. So if you want to protect your kids from taking and sending and receiving crazy photos, well, that'll do the job. Oppo has a A17, which is a cracking phone for about $260. Beautiful cameras, but also beautiful design, and I think that's important to kids. And if they're nagging you for an iPhone, then I recommend a refurbished phone. Don't buy them a brand new one. That's a huge amount of money for someone that's going to break it. A refurbished iPhone 8 from Boost Mobile, $399, and that includes a $200 credit for a year's worth of access. So you're paying $400 for a phone and a year's worth of access.
And that was an iPhone 8, $399. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's great. That's a great deal,
good,
that one.
Pretty good value.
And finally, Trevor, Sony have announced headphones for runners that do not go in your ears. How is this possible?
Well, there's a hook over each ear and a strap that links them together. But then the actual little physical speaker, rather than going inside your ear, it kind of dangles down just outside your ear. And so the speaker is right there for you to be able to hear, but it's not going to get slippery, and it's not going to slide out of your ear when you get sweaty, because it's not actually relying on your ear to stay there. It's being hooked over your ear. So great design. It'll obviously be great sound from Sony, that always is. About $260 coming in April. One for the fitness junkies out there.
Well, I've just started walking, so maybe I'll invest in one of these, because perfect. You just never know. I might start jogging and go from there. But that sounds interesting, the fact that they're
walk
behind.
A walk might lead to a jog.
Oh, I doubt it very much. Just a walk will be fine with my state at the moment. But it's interesting that they're actually getting into that technology now of not going in the ears, because I know a lot of people have trouble with the cordless earphones because they don't sit in the ear.
They're not always comfortable. They don't fit. They fall out. This is a solution that works for literally anyone.
And, of course, you can read more at Trevor's website, which is EFTM.com. Trevor Long is the editor. Really appreciate your time, as always.
No worries. Talk to you next week.
That you will. It's 1332 4BU.